From Odyssey, I'm Lauren Berry, and this is the On Deadline podcast, where you get a closer look at stories from our radio newsrooms across the nation. Hold on, let's change the music. That's better. You see, today on Deadline, we're putting on our true crime hats to look over the case of the Menendez brothers and their potential release after decades behind bars. If you didn't watch the trial live on TV, you most likely have seen the numerous documentaries, YouTube conspiracy theories, or dramatic retellings of the story. The latest one is a smash hit on Netflix. It's called Monsters: The Lyle and Eric Menendez Story. Still, let's refresh your memory. In a 911 call made in August 1989, Lyle Menendez reported to police that someone killed his parents after he claimed he found his father, Jose Menendez, and his mother, Kitty Menendez, fatally shot in their Beverly Hills mansion. Then, in March of 1990, Lyle was arrested by police in connection to the murder. Days after his brother's arrest, Eric turned himself over after confessing to a therapist that they had murdered their parents. Evidence, including a screenplay one of them wrote themselves, shotgun shells at the scene, and confessions to a therapist, revealed that they had shot their father, Jose, an entertainment executive, and Kitty, a former teacher, as the couple watched TV in their Beverly Hills home on August 20th, 1989. Lyle and Eric shot them at point-blank range with shotguns. In July of 1993, the brothers were tried for first-degree murder, each with a separate jury in a trial that was televised to the world. Prosecutors argued that the killings were for financial gain, but the brothers claimed self-defense, citing years of sexual, emotional, and psychological abuse by their father. By January of 1994, the juries were deadlocked and unable to come to a verdict. But the case wasn't over. Both brothers were retried just 22 months later in October 1995. In March of 1996, after a new trial that defense attorneys say excluded much of the sexual abuse evidence, both brothers were found guilty, and just 4 months later, they were sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Now, after nearly three decades behind bars, prosecutors are re-examining the infamous case and the murder convictions. KNX News in Los Angeles reported more on this last week.
Big story that we're covering for you has to deal with the Menendez brothers. LA County DA George Gascon has announced that he's reviewing the case of the brothers convicted of brutally murdering the parents in Beverly Hills just back in 1989. He says the review is being carried out in light of renewed allegations that the brothers were sexually abused by their father. Gascon says he may decide to order resentencing of the brothers, Kyle and Eric Menendez, who were 21 and 18 at the time of the crime.
They get resentenced. There are multiple things that could happen. They could walk out based on what the court decides, or they can have the sentence given a different shape. Perhaps they still on, will stay on, but for a lesser period of time, or they can have a new trial. Right. And those are all options, and we will evaluate all of it. We have a hearing coming up on November 29th, and you know, until we get there, we're not sure yet which direction this will go.
And the DA also added this.
I'm not leaning in any direction right now. I'm keeping an open mind. We have people in the office that are looking at this very carefully, very experienced lawyers that are looking at this. That evidence will be presented to me. Their recommendation will be presented to me, but the final decision will be mine.
Now, Gascon was asked if prosecutors in his office have advised him on what he should do.
There are differences of opinion. There are differences of opinion within the office, and that is a healthy part of the process, right? You don't want to have everybody agreeing to any one thing. And then one of the things that I personally do well is by listening to different opinions and different ways of looking at evidence or looking at a particular case or the law. So there are people in the office that would tell you that this case should never be neither resentenced nor habeas should be granted. There are other people in the office that believe that this should be evaluated carefully and that there may be a process there on the path. My understanding is that the family, by and large, would like them to be released.
LA County District Attorney George Gascon is behind the latest efforts to potentially release the brothers. Gascon isn't arguing that they're innocent. In fact, he concedes they shot both of their parents to death. But instead, he's questioning their culpability. "There's no question they committed the killing," Gascon told CNN's Jim Acosta last weekend. "The question is, to what degree of culpability should they be held accountable to, given the totality of the circumstances?" Sharing more on his efforts, Gascon joined Odyssey last week.
You made quite the announcement yesterday with regard to the Menendez brothers and their case convicted of killing their parents decades ago. The timing seems curious. How much did the election, the re-election, play into that?
None at all. If you follow the timeline on this, the attorneys representing the brothers submitted two petitions, one for habeas review and the other one for resentencing. And habeas is basically asking that there is new information or information that should have been presented to the jury and the court, that if that had occurred, they might have been a different outcome. And then resentencing under the state law allows prosecutors, for people that have been in prison for a long time, to be resentenced if they have rehabilitated and there's evidence to do so. Either path would have to go in front of a court and be approved by the court. But what occurred more recently, we have been on track to handle this sometime between October and November of this year, and that has been the case for months. These are complex cases that require a lot of reinvestigation, especially this is a case that is 35 years old. Plus, but Netflix put out a documentary recently that really spiked the attention. Just the last week alone, well, in the last few days alone, we have been bombarded with media requests for information about what we plan to do in the case. I have personally been asked by many, many community members, and we recognized that we were starting to answer this, individually. And it was becoming way too much time. Our media unit was tied up, sometimes good part of the day just answering questions about the Melendez brothers. So we decided to have a press conference, as we did yesterday, in order to very transparently tell people who we are. This is a complicated case, and I'm evaluating both petitions, and I will, we have people in my office that are supporting it, some people that are not. I will make the final decision, and I hope to make that decision shortly. To be honest with you, it appears that they have been rehabilitating. They have been going to college. They have been mentoring people. They have done volunteer work. They have been in prison for 35 years. They went to prison when they were 19 and 21. The case is ripe for review, and that's what we're doing.
It sounds like you have a very positive feeling about that. Can one conclude from that you're leaning toward reducing or changing the sentence?
No, it's too early. I'm just simply telling you that based on the information that we're getting, it seems like they're rehabilitating very well, but we still have work to do. And, we will do the work. We're working this case. We do every case, that merits review. We have resentenced over 300 people in the last 3.5 years or so. And out of 300, only 4 have reoffended. Quite frankly, if that was the average recidivism rate in our country, we would be the safest nation in the world.
What legal standing is there to release the two brothers after they were sentenced to life without parole? Lori Levinson, a professor at Loyola Law School in Southern California, joined Odyssey to share the grounds on which Gascon has to try and free these brothers.
How big of a case was this in the way that it captured headlines around the world, and why do you suppose it garnered so much attention?
Oh, it was a huge case at the time, and I think that there was attention because you had these very affluent individuals who are shotgunned to death by their sons, who then go ahead and use their money but later claim that they were abused. So it had all the recipes for a pretty sensational case.
It's funny, this happened so long ago, and now there's that Netflix special on the Menendez brothers. My 26-year-old son, I came home from work, and he says, "Mom, have you heard of the Menendez brothers murder case?" And I'm like, yes, I have, right? But I wonder, I know that the attorneys for Eric and Lyle Menendez filed a writ of habeas corpus, I believe it was last year, asking the court to vacate their conviction. Is this a result of that, or is this a result of the Netflix special?
Well, I think that that was the legal pleading, and they have a very fine post-conviction lawyer, but that was filed months, even last year. So what's going on now is because you have things that the public's seeing, and you're seeing the Netflix series, people are taking a greater interest in it, and it's hitting the news. But the legal issue is not new at all. That's been before the courts and before the district attorney for a long time.
What is that legal issue?
Well, I think the legal issue that he's trying to raise is that the judge was wrong in not allowing him to argue that they were abused, and therefore this was sort of an imperfect self-defense that they had to use against their father, and they shouldn't have been convicted of first-degree murder, but of something more like a manslaughter. And that would have resulted in a much lower penalty. But there are a lot of steps in there, and it's not at all a sure thing that even if there is more evidence of abuse by their father, that this will reopen the case or give them any benefit.
So is it that just D.A. Gascon is waiting for a ruling in the case, or does he have separate powers to reopen this?
Well, so far, he just seems to be waiting to review the case. That's what we learned today. In terms of power, I guess if he really wanted to jump in and say this was unfair for the Menendez defendants, he could propose some types of resentencing or reevaluation of the case, or even concede on the petition. I think that's highly unlikely at this stage, because even though this evidence is disturbing, there was a full trial, and courts and district attorneys are reluctant to go back and recharge cases decades later, especially when it would be hard to retry the case.
Should mention that the molestation allegations were presented to the jury during the first trials, which ended in hung juries, but they were withheld. That information about the allegations that they were molested by their dad was withheld during the second trial. Should this make its way to being overturned, do you think that the Menendez brothers could go free?
Well, I think that, again, we're jumping ahead here. And you're right. This evidence was, in general terms, presented in the first trial. Judge Weisberg did not allow it in the second trial because he said it would not have been enough to meet the criteria to be some type of imperfect self-defense. For them to go free, I think it would take something much more like a clemency determination or a deal that's worked out with the district attorney. And frankly, for those who do remember the case, that's going to bring on its own type of controversy.
While the world has watched the Menendez saga from the sidelines, the brothers themselves have started telling their side of the story. In the 2024 Fox Nation docuseries, Menendez Brothers, Victims or Villains, Lyle said that he and Eric thought they were going into a manslaughter case with the district attorney who understood the traumatic impact that sexual violence creates in a person. He said this: "We ended up with the same sentence as a serial killer." As for their personal lives, and it turns out they do seem to have them even behind bars, Lyle and Eric have been spending time together again since 2018. That's when they were both transferred to the same prison after being separated for more than 20 years in prisons 500 miles apart. They reportedly burst into tears at their reunion. When they weren't together, they had communicated in letters and they had played chess through the mail. Both men, now in their 50s, are married. Eric wed a longtime pen pal in 1999 in a prison waiting room, and Lyle has been married and divorced and remarried, all in prison. His first wife was a model who claimed he cheated on her by writing love letters to other women. He's been with his current wife, Anna, a journalist turned attorney, since 2003. While their attorney says they're, quote, cautiously optimistic about release, for his part, Eric told People magazine in 2005 that getting arrested was actually a relief for him. "My life was over and I was glad," he said. Once arrested and put into prison, the person who he used to be began to emerge again. This show is produced by Joe Heady, Christy Strouser, and by me. I'm Lauren Berry, and I want to say thanks for listening to On Deadline, Odyssey's serving of a top news story just for you. Subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts to stay informed.